I saw it last night.
I smelled it. It woke me up. It smelled so good.
Good morning, y'all. Well, it must have drained every cloud in the sky because I don't see a single cloud. Hopefully, that rain made some impact on the wildfires that are burning throughout the state. Good morning, y'all. It's Rosie on the house. Sun is cold and rain is hot. This is where we invite you into our living room at our house. Come on in and sit down. The door's wide open. Coffee's hot. Donuts are warm. If any time in the next 4 hours you want to join the conversation on whatever we're talking about, our number's easy to remember. It's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Smelled good walking out in the backyard this morning. When's the last time it rained in Phoenix?
Don't remember.
Been too long. Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We have got a packed show for y'all today. Listen, I know y'all are just kind of getting up and waking up and you're shaking out last night and kind of becoming that first degree of alert here this morning. But if you're going to listen to the entire 4 hours of this morning's broadcast, you will need safety gear. Get your hard hats, get your eye protection, and fasten your seat belts because we have got a ton to cover. This morning in the magazine hour of Rosie on the House, we're going to cover some upcoming events you need to know about, as well as mesquite bean harvesting. Can you believe my wife went to an actual class on mesquite bean harvesting?
There's something wrong with that?
No.
Sounds riveting, doesn't it?
Riveting.
I did learn some things.
We're here, our entire team, like we are every Saturday morning. That's my wife, sweet Jennifer. I'm Rosie Romero. My son, Romy Romero, is on the call screening station, as he is the first hour of every morning. Then he moves in here to the studio in the 8 o'clock hour for the outdoor segment, where he'll be hosting John Eisenhower to talk anything and everything about trees. We've got Mike Reisch, the South Dakota Jackrabbit, in charge of all the controls. And then, of course, we have Bree Marshall making sure he doesn't make any mistakes. So we have, like, redundant systems here to make sure this broadcast is absolutely perfect for your Saturday morning entertainment and education. I'd like to get started with just a couple events. And we do have one event today that I want to give y'all a red flag alert to. Because if you live in a historic home, particularly in Phoenix, you've got to get up, brush your teeth, get your little Raisin Bran breakfast in, and get down to 44th Street in Washington for a completely free historic and vintage homeowners expo. They're going to be talking about property tax benefits for historic homeowners, why utilize an architect or a designer, paint analysis and paralysis, benefits of low water landscaping, researching your historic home, replacing windows or not replacing windows, volunteer opportunities in historic preservation, as well as historic neighborhoods of Phoenix. This is absolutely free. It's across the street from the light rail station at 44th Street in Washington. So if you're in one of the historic districts, get to a light rail station, take it to 44th Street and Washington, cross the street to the south. It's in the Crown, to the north, to Crown Plaza Phoenix Airport Hotel, 4300 East Washington. This is free. If you're in a historic home, get down there. Crown Plaza Phoenix Airport, 4300 East Washington. No registration necessary. Public is invited. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 to 2. Okay? So that's for those of you in historic districts. But here's one. If you want to, you know, I thought the Dr. Sky Lake Canyon Lake Tour was probably one of the more fun things we did as a Rosie on the House team.
That was fun.
We had a lot of listeners join us. It was a blast. Here's another one. Arizona Game and Fish is offering two opportunities to view one of Arizona's most iconic arid land animals, the desert bighorn sheep. It's June 18th and 19th. It's a three-morning boat tour Participants will board with the Arizona Game and Fish Department biologists who will be talking and interpreting the bighorn behavior and the biology and the flora and the fauna of the area. Now, due to limited space on the boat, attendance is restricted to just 22 people per tour. So you're going to have to get on the stick and get registered. It is $75 per person. Each boat will have a big old ice chest for participants to put their beverages in. And you need to contact Joe. I know most of the guys at Fish and Game, but I don't know Joe. I think you pronounce his name Yarchin or Yarkin. The number is 623-236-7589.
Now, you said three-day tour, but you meant 3 days of tours.
It's 2 days of tours, June 18th and 19th. Participation limited to 22 people per tour. That is an excellent way to get out and see really one of the most iconic animals we have in the great Arizona Sonoran Desert, the bighorn sheep. We actually spotted a couple on our Dr. Sky tour.
Well, we did. Oh, that was so fun.
That was spectacular. We had several people on the boat that night say it was the first time they had ever seen a bighorn sheep. So there you go. Hey, I talked about your class on mesquite beans. You can't harvest after the rain. So like
let's back up.
Are we 12 hours late on this harvest?
Right. My inner garden.
I'm not sure that counted as rain.
Okay. Well, and I don't think everybody got it. We'll get to that. But I'm a frustrated gardener. My little garden looks like a cemetery. It's awful.
Well, Stan humiliated us to death.
He did.
He goes on vacation for 1 month. This is our general manager at Rosie on House Remodeling. Goes on vacation 1 month, and his garden looks better and has produced more than our garden has looked or produced in 2 years.
Yeah, I didn't say I was a good gardener. I just said I was a frustrated gardener. So I had pulled out this nice chart from Edible Phoenix magazine, and it shows all the things that are being harvested and good for you right now in the stores. Everything from black-eyed peas, apricots, corn, melons, green beans, rosemary. Well, we do have that.
I'll take the black-eyed peas.
Garlic, all kinds of cool things. So, and I loved, I love to gather things up and preserve them and can them. And we just don't have a chance to do that. So
I like black-eyed peas in my scrambled eggs.
I know. I could probably just buy black-eyed peas and you'd be happy all the time. A little garlic and onion would be good to go.
I like black-eyed peas on my grilled ham and cheese.
You're easy.
And I love black-eyed peas on butter rice.
Mm-hmm.
So I could eat it 3 times a day.
So I guess that's why I've been so interested in the desert harvesting, because it's something I can harvest even though I don't have time to plant and care for things. So we had done it last year. We experimented a little bit.
We did. That was fun.
It was fun. So I saw this class come up, put on by the permaculture group, and Peggy Sorensen was teaching it. I thought, you know what? There's probably a few things I could
learn. Were you the only one there?
You know, there were 30 people there. It was after work. People came in after work.
That's cool.
And we went out in the parking lot and, hit the trees with a stick and got some and brought it in. So, but I did learn some things and a couple of things I'd rather not have known, but I guess it's best I did go. So you have to be really careful when you harvest. First of all, if you're planning on making flour with your mesquite beans, when you go to get the pods off the tree, they have to be hard and crisp, not bendy.
And I mean not the least.
Not the least bit, or gum up your processor so bad.
Yeah.
So, and then you never pick them up off the ground. I'll tell you why in a second.
Ever.
Ever. And you never harvest after the rain. So if you need to be watching your tree. So we have a couple trees in our yard. We harvested yesterday afternoon, and it rained last night. So now we're done until the fall. Because there's aflatoxins, which are, they don't know a ton about now. And reading through it, I think I might take the risk.
You would?
Well, you've taught me how to be risk, how to do those kind of things.
I saw the word poison in that article.
Well, toxic. Yeah. But it's an invisible mold that's on the ground. So if your pods fall on the ground, they're more likely to get it. And if it's already rained, they're more likely to get it. Though if you check out desertharvesters.org in Tucson, you can actually send your flower in and have it tested. But it's $33 per test. They're trying to create a test now that you can do yourself. That'd be a lot cheaper.
Okay.
So anyway, your little pods are dry. They're snappy. That you can hear them rattle. Okay, so we got our pods all gathered up. And then, did you notice last year when we harvested them, they have little pinholes all through them?
Yep.
Okay, you know what that is?
Pinholes.
Pinholes. Do you know what they're caused by?
No, ma'am.
Bugs.
Perfect.
You know?
How many did I eat?
Well, apparently, when the tree is flowering, these bruchid beetles lay their eggs in the flowers.
Oh, so I just ate the eggs of the beetles.
Well, could be. Well, yeah, I guess you did, because if they have the holes, that means they've hatched and crawled out. But they don't hurt you. And did you know, we're so used to buying stuff out of the grocery store, we're kind of sanitized in our thinking. The average American eats 2 pounds of bug parts a year.
2 pounds?
2 pounds.
In what?
Your ketchup. Your chocolate. Chocolate has 60 insect fragments per 100 grams. Macaroni and cheese, which your kids eat all the time, and your grandchildren, 225 insect fragments per 225 grams. Popcorn has 2 rodent hairs per pound, and peanut butter has 30 insect fragments per 100 grams. So you're doing it anyway. It's just that now when you're harvesting, you know about it. So,
well, that's a subject for a whole nother show, is if we didn't have those things in our stomach, septic tanks wouldn't work.
I would have to say, after hearing that, the healthiest thing you just mentioned was whatever that pheromone thing on the mesquite bean was.
So you just have to be a little thick-skinned when you're going to go out and do things like that.
Steel-bellied? Yeah.
Yeah, that too. And you have to wear, just watch out. There's ants and there's all kinds of stuff. You have to really want to do it, I guess is what I'm saying. But it's fun.
And well, you whipped up some mesquite breadsticks that we crumbled into our salads last night, like croutons.
We had laid out
very
a sheet
tasty.
Under the tree the night before last, went out and just picked up the sheet and brought them in. You put the whole thing in your blender, in your bullet, and just,
bugs and all.
And it turns in the hull and everything. You don't break them apart. You just throw them in there, and it makes up quick flour. We made some little breadsticks. Now, what's really tasty, though, is if you toast those pods first before you grind them up. It gives it a little extra deep flavor. And so we had those last night. It was really good.
Well, and the mesquite tortillas you made last year were some of my favorite. Those were very tasty. All right, folks, that's just part one of Rosie on the House. In the next 4 hours, we've got a lot of ground to cover. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.